Hi, this is Marco from Marco's Mod Anthems. This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's IMO. IMO, of course, stands for In My Opinion, because that's what the show's about. It's what it's all about. Opinions and sharing them. That's what it's all about. Yes, that's what it's about. IMO is, of course, the show where I take stories from all across the internet, share my favourite picks with you, ask you a question, and then I want to hear what you think about it. Duh, I've said opinion about 90 times now. I hope you got the message. We've got some amazing top stories coming up today. We're going to be talking about Stephen Hawking in one of them, and Netflix in the other. We've got the full range today. I also have a pet peeves poll, which is where I poll the audience on a topic that just doesn't really matter. This week we're talking about banking. Oh yes, the most interesting of topics. And we're going to be talking about online banking, because a lot of banks in high streets have closed recently, and I think it's something worth talking about and having a little poll on. We'll also be announcing last week's results of last week's poll later in the show. I've got Tune of the Week as well. That is from the band. I've discovered it within the last week, and I really, really love their sound. They're called I Don't Know How But They Found Me. You'll be hearing a track from their latest EP during the musical interlude. Of course, with all of these things, be it the Tune of the Week, you want to the Tune of the Week, the Pet Peeves poll, or any of the stories I talk about today, I want to know what you think. And you can let me know in a number of different ways. You can send me a text to 60777, start the message with BR6TT, and it comes right through to my fingertips. I get a little tingle. How lovely is that? You can also tweet me. The handle is at Vectis Radio, and you can find us at twitter.com/Vectis Radio. If you want to do it the old school way, you can also drop me an email. I know, people still use email. You can send that to studio@vectisradio.fm. That's the address you'll need. And without further ado, let's just get into our top stories of the day, shall we? Welcome, one and all, to the first half of IMO, where we are going to be talking about two very interesting top stories today. You may have heard me rubbing my hands together. That's because I'm excited. I am very excited about sharing these two, because I feel like I'm back on form, because I was a bit limp. I think I've been a bit tired, and I'm a bit more awake now. I was yawning immediately before the show, but, you know, I'm awake now. That's the important thing. Anyway, I digress. The first story I wanted to talk about today was all about Stephen Hawking, the amazing physicist. Now, a selection of his personal belongings and papers has raised £1.8 million at an auction. That's a lot. And the items included a copy of his 1965 PhD thesis, signed by the scientist, who died earlier this year, with a thumbprint. Other items up for grabs ranged from a script from an episode of The Simpsons, in which he had a small cameo, to the earliest motorized wheelchair used by Professor Hawking in the 1980s and 90s. And in response to this, the physicist's daughter has said that the auction house, Christie's, has been helping the family, quote, manage our beloved father's unique and precious collection of personal and professional belongings. Now, I thought that was just a nice thing to share, celebrating the memory of an amazing person who achieved great things in the face of great difficulty. Lovely, lovely. But the question I wanted to ask is down to the fact that these personal belongings and things are being sold at auction. It raises a question in my head. I want to hear what you think. Now, I feel like these belongings should be put in like a museum or something. That's my gut reaction, is that he is such a significant person that these artifacts and belongings should be available to be seen by the masses. That's just my view on it anyway. And not like auctioned online to some anonymous collector. I hate it when important things go to anonymous collector. Anonymous collector must have an absolutely huge Yeah, an absolutely huge collection of historically important things and incredibly relevant and interesting things. Come on, share. Sharing is caring, surely. Anyway, that's my opinion. I was getting a bit heated there. I apologize to you. But the question I'm asking you is, do you think artifacts like these should be auctioned off to the highest bidder, or should they perhaps be preserved and displayed for the masses? That is the question I have to ask for you today. I'll be posting all of the questions from today's top stories to our Twitter account, which is @VectusRadio or twitter.com/VectusRadio. I may have said that a bit just a second ago, but just in case you forgot, there it is again. You could also send me a text, as I said previously, 60777 is the number, BR6TT is what you start it with, and emails studio@vectusradio.fm. I was putting the dots and the ats in the wrong places. What kind of a fool am I? Anyway, let's move on to the second top story that I wanted to talk about in this week's episode of IMO, standing for In My Opinion. And that is all about Netflix, everyone's favourite place to find shows that I haven't watched because I don't have Netflix. the head of Netflix has said that they're ready to be in competition with what has been dubbed Disney's, quote, Netflix killer. That sounds pretty dramatic. Sounds a bit like a film. Coming to a cinema near you, Netflix killer, starring Bruce Willis and other people. I ran out of actors in my head, I'm sorry. But the boss of Netflix, Reed Hastings, has said that he's looking forward to going up against Disney when they release their online streaming service, Disney Plus, in 2019. Netflix has over 130 million paid subscriptions and over 190 different countries. That's a lot of countries and a lot of money. I'd like some. Netflix is home to big-name shows such as The Crown, Black Mirror, and Stranger Things. In an interview with the BBC, he said that Disney is a formidable firm, going on to say that with brands like Star Wars and Marvel, they're going to be a, quote, great competitor. Now, I get quite invested in rivalries like this, and I find it quite interesting to see what they do to try and outmaneuver each other. It's kind of like a giant game of chess where they're playing for your money, which I made that sound pretty horrible, but you know what I mean. It's an amazing thing to watch. It's so tense as well. But the question I want to ask to all of the lovely people listening today, all of you, is this. Would you subscribe to a streaming service from Disney? Are there too many streaming services out there, meaning that you just kind of can't really justify paying for all these different services? Surely this should just be the streaming service with everything on, because everybody's trying to get their bigger slice of the pie, but there's so many out there now. I'm trying to count in my head which ones there are. There's Netflix, there's Amazon Prime, there's technically iPlayer, there are so many different streaming services. How are you supposed to keep track of them all? Anyway, the question on this story, on Netflix saying that they're ready, they're prepared for a competition with Disney's new streaming service is, would you subscribe to a new streaming service from Disney? Because they'll only put Disney things on there, most likely. Is that really worth it? And do you think there are too many streaming services out there? Those are the two questions. As I said moments ago, these questions are all going to be posted up to our Twitter account, which is @VectusRadio. And you can also send me texts. Texts are also an option. The number is 60777. Start the message with BR6TT. Or if you want to do it old school, you can email me to studio@vectusradio.fm. Whew, I went through that very quickly. It's 21 minutes past six. I think it's time for a musical interlude. Here's Paul Heaton.
Hi, this is Kelvin from The Retro Show, and this is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome back. Now, this is Pet Peeves. This is the part where I poll the audience on a topic that just doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. But before we get into this week's poll, I have to announce the results of last week's big question that isn't really that big, but that's by the by. Last week, I was talking about Christmas decorations because it was, I believe, the 5th of November. Remember. And Christmas decorations. When is it okay to put them up? November or December? That is the question I posed to you last week on the show, and I'm glad to say that you've all sided with me this time. You've sided with me, and I'm happy. I'm not wrong here. I'm happy. I'm not wrong. 73% of the vote went to December, obviously, and 27 went for November. Duh. And so that is the result of last week's poll. There you go. You've decided. If you're putting Christmas decorations up in November, you're just wrong. The island has spoken. Anyway, let's get into this week's poll. So, this week's poll. We're going to be talking about banking and post offices. You know, very interesting stuff. Anyway, so, a new post office has opened in the former NatWest Bank in Cowes as part of a new shopping and dining development called Cowes Town Central. I've walked past it this morning, it looked very fancy. The closure of the NatWest Bank in Cowes was one of many banks closing across the island, which have since been replaced by mobile banks, which is basically a bank in a van, I guess, which are only available on selected days. It's a bit annoying. The lack of demand for high street banks was used to justify the closures in a number of cases that I've seen. But that really leads me to today's question. Do you prefer online banking or doing it in person? That's a big one, really, because it really does depend on how you work. Some people love it, some people hate it, but we're going to decide which is better via the most accurate medium possible. Social media poll. Results, of course, are announced in next week's show. The poll will be going up on our Twitter page. The handle is @VectusRadio. It's twitter.com/VectusRadio. It will stay up for the entire week. It will stay up for the entire week so I can announce the results in next week's show. So you've got a week to mull it over and make up your minds on this most important of topics. I'm not exactly sure what I choose here. Because I enjoy the convenience of online, but then again, shops are nice. It's not great to have empty things in the street, you know. Anyway, that's all you need to know for this week's pet peeves.
Hello, Laura here from the Wednesday Afternoon Show. This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome back to the second half of IMO. Now, I've got two bonus stories for you today. Bonus story. I need a bonus story jingle. I need to work on that. That's a good idea. I'm going to write that down immediately after this. Bonus story. For now, that's what you're getting. Anyway, the two bonus stories we're going to be talking about today is a cabinet minister uses Lego to unwind, and a new report has gone against previous findings and said that children's screen time has little effect on sleep. That was a strange noise. I do apologise. We're going to be talking about those two stories before the end of the show today, if we have time. So, without further ado, shall we? Shall we? Yeah, all right. The first story I wanted to talk about today was all about a cabinet minister who uses Lego to unwind. Oh, that's cute. I think that's cute. Some people would bash this person for that, but I like it. So, Culture Secretary Jeremy Wright has talked about how he likes to unwind, spending time with his, quote, very large Lego collection. He said that he found assembling the process of assembling the bricks therapeutic. Try saying that three times fast. That's a bit of a mouthful. Blimey. Anyway, he views the process as a way of putting the brain into neutral, something that he thinks we quite all need to do. That's quite a little mini story for you there. And I just thought it was a cute thing to share because politicians, they tend to be fairly distant. You don't really know much about the person. You know what they do and what kind of the things they say and the things they do. But, you know, you don't really know the person. And this is quite a nice insight into how someone relaxes after a stressful day But the question I wanted to pass on to you lovely people is the following. What do you do to unwind? It's a basic one. It's a simple one. Some of the questions I ask, pretty complicated. But this one I like. I've managed to keep it simple for once. And so, yes, that question will be going up at the end of the show on our Twitter page. At Vectis Radio is the handle. Twitter.com/Vectis Radio is the place. The questions from our top stories in today's show are already up, and I'd love to hear what you're thinking on any of those. You can head over right now and let me know what you're thinking. Anyway, to the second story, the second bonus story before we get to the end of the show. This is all about a new report. I love talking about reports. I love them. I love reports. They're so exciting. But this one is quite interesting. It's gone against previous findings, as I've said, that children's screen time has an effect on sleep. So this new report is saying that it doesn't really have much of an effect. The survey was conducted by the Oxford Internet Institute and concluded that the relationship between sleep and screen use was extremely modest. However, there have been questions raised over this conclusion, as the study relied on data from a 2016 US study into children's health. So that's something you need to bear in mind when thinking about this new report. But it's still interesting. The UK GP, now I tried to research what this was, but I couldn't quite figure out. If any of you know what the UK GP stands for, I know it's United Kingdom, but what does GP stand for? General Practitioner? That's the doctor you go see when you're ill. It can't be that. I mean, I'm sure it's some organisation, and I'm sure some of you will tweet in or send a text telling me that you're wrong, you're a fool. But this group has welcomed the study, but is not changing their current advice to parents, which is to encourage screens to be turned off before bedtime, which is fair enough, because this is only one report in a sea of many that say the complete opposite. But the question I wanted to ask you at the end of today's show for this story is, do you think screens should come with an age restriction? Does there need to be some form of regulation on screen sales? Because I know that video games and stuff have this age rating system for content. That's fair, but maybe if screens and technology and stuff like this genuinely have an effect on sleep, perhaps maybe there should be like an age restriction. I don't want to compare it to alcohol and cigarettes because it's not quite the same, but I think I hope you get what I mean when I say that. I feel like if you're just buying, like, maybe it's like for a really small child, that isn't going to be great. That might damage eyes and stuff. But if there's an age limit, I guess, that's the question. Do you think there should be an age limit and a restriction on who screens can be sold to? That's what I want to ask you today on this story about this new report on screen time affecting children's sleep. And that is the last story of today's show. A quick recap of the questions from the beginning of the show and the ones that we've just gone over. The top stories, there was we were talking about Stephen Hawking's personal belongings being auctioned off at the top of the show. They raised £1.8 million at auction. The question I wanted to ask you was, do you think artifacts like these should be auctioned off to the highest bidder? Because I personally feel like these Stephen Hawking things should be put in a museum because they're kind of important. But that's just me. You can disagree, and I'd love to hear what you're thinking. The second top story was all about Netflix and the fact that they are saying that they are ready for competition with Disney's new service, Disney Plus, which is being dubbed the Netflix Killer. How very dramatic is that? Sounds like one of their shows. Da-da-da-da-da. That was spontaneous. I don't really know what that meant. answer us on a postcard if you've got an idea. The question on that Netflix story was, would you subscribe to a new streaming service from Disney with just Disney things on it? And the sub-question was, are there too many services out there? Are there too many things that you need to subscribe to keep up to date with all the latest shows? Are there just too many now? Yay or nay? I want to hear what you're thinking. And of course, the two backup stories, the two bonus stories. A cabinet minister uses Lego to unwind. That's Culture Secretary Jeremy Wright has opened up about how he likes to spend time with his large Lego collection to unwind after a hard day's work. The question on that was, how do you like to unwind? And the final story, of course, a new report has gone against previous findings and said that children's screen time has little effect on sleep, though that report has been thrown into question as they relied on data from a 2016 US study. The question on that is, do you think screens should be sold after a certain age? So similarly to alcohol and drugs, but less kind of less dramatic, I guess. But do you think there should be some kind of regulation on the sale of screens? That's the question on that. All of the questions will be going up on our Twitter account, which is where you can, of course, send me what you are thinking. The handle is at Vectis Radio. It's twitter.com/Vectis Radio. You can also send me a text if you want. The number is 60777. That's 60777. Start the message with BR6TT. And it comes right through to the studio, to the nerve center. You can also send me an email, and the address for that is studio@vectisradio.fm. That is all you need to know to send in your opinions to IMO, which stands for In My Opinion. That's what the show's about. It's all about opinions. Yes, yes, indeed. Anyway, it's 7:05, and the show's gone very quickly again. I don't know how I keep doing this. It's going so quickly. I need to slow down, probably. But anyway, I hope you all have a good week. And coming up next, it's Marco with his mod anthems from 7 till 10. Then we've got the non-stop 80s all the way through until tomorrow, where we have Hello Vectis from 7. And Dom, of course, is back with the breakfast show from 8 o'clock. And to take us up to the news for 7 o'clock, how about, you can tell it's Monday, How about a bit of Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper with Shallow? This is, I believe, off the soundtrack of the film A Star Is Born. Hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoyed all of that, and thanks for listening. You can tune in live to the IMO show every Monday from 6 to 7pm on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6 and online. I hope to see you there.